Here come the lesbians. Here come the leaping lesbians.
We're gonna please you, tease you, hypnotize and tight and squeeze you. We're gonna get you if we can.
Here come the lesbians.
Don't go and try to fight it, run away or try to hide it. We want your love and that's our plan.
Here come the lesbians.
From floors and ceilings, you can't escape, you're in our hands.
Here come the lesbians.
Inside your heart is racing when you see our shadows chasing. Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
The leaping lesbians.
Do-yo, 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 do. Do-yo, 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 do.
This is the Lesbian Power 30, and here we are on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and St. Paul on another hot and muggy summer night here in Minneapolis. So, okay, this month is Pride Month, as I'm sure you're all aware. Lots of things going on this month here celebrating lesbian pride, and I suppose gay and bisexual and everybody else pride too, but on this show we're mostly interested in lesbian pride, so that's what we're going to celebrate this month. And for those of you who may or may not have seen a program for this month, I got lots of things planned. Next week I'm going to do Lesbian Pride Month, a celebration of Amazons and spinsters, paying tribute to lesbians from our historical past, her historical past. So if you have anybody you'd like to hear about, be sure to send me a why don't you give me a call this evening, actually, because if you send it to me in the mail, I won't get it in time. But if you want to call me here in the studio, it's 341-0980. And you can, of course, mail me anything here to the studio as well at 1808 Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis, 55455. So that was the 12th. We're going to do Amazons and Spinsters. And on the 19th, we're going to do Summer Solstice, Magic and Passion, a celebration of sun spirituality and warmth and lesbianism and all those swell things that we do here every Sunday night between 10 and 11 p.m. And on the 26th, we're going to do some more Lesbian Pride Month. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do by then, because hopefully we'll be having a whole weekend of Pride programming that weekend, and Lesbian Power Authority, I hope, is scheduled for some extra time, so we'll see how that goes. I haven't gotten the schedule yet, so I don't know what's happening yet. So, but stay tuned, and as soon as I know, I will pass the information on to you. And this evening, what we just started off with was the Leaping Lesbians in its original version. I don't know. Maybe they were virgins then, too. What do I know? Anyway, that was written by Sue Fink and performed with her friend Joellen Grippo. And a friend of mine told me a story once that they wrote that song for a friend of theirs who was coming out, and this was their thoughtful and caring way of encouraging her to come along. So I think most of us know the version performed by Meg Christian, but that particular version is on the old Lesbian Concentrate album, which is no longer available, unfortunately. A fine, fine album by Olivia Records. So tonight, though, we're going to celebrate the 20th Annual National Women's Music Festival. This year is the 20th annual, and it was the National Women's Music Festival was the first women's musical festival ever, and we all know how important music festivals have become for our lesbian culture, not only in terms of the music, but also in terms of art and performance and writing and all the kinds of cultural activities that lesbians participate in have become really popular during all the festivals that we now have many, many, many celebrated. I think you could probably go from Memorial Day weekend all the way through, mid-September, and you could spend almost every weekend somewhere in the country at a women's festival or a lesbian festival. And actually, I think you can even do it in February now, too, because I think there's one in Hawaii someplace. So a major thing that's come about from this first Women's Music Festival, which was started in 1974 by Kristen Lems and a handful of students on the campus at the University of Illinois. They didn't know that their vision of a showcase for women musicians would explode into a whole festival centering around women. All they knew was that as the musicians booked by music festivals always seemed to be male, and rarely did women ever get booked. And rather than trying to change what was, they decided to put together their own festival. And in 1975, the festival took the name of the National Women's Music Festival. The festival has always been indoors and located on a university campus. Between 74 and 80, it was at the University of Illinois, and since 82, it has been located at the campus of Indiana University in Bloomington. At first, it almost entirely centered on music performers and workshops for the music industry, including producers, record labels, distributors, and bookers. And once the festival moved to Bloomington, however, other aspects of women's creative spirit and women's lives were included. Now the festival is a hub of activity where women come to learn, teach, explore, and have fun at the same time. I think this is one of the few festivals, though, that's not for women only. Somebody could call me and let me know about that, but I was reading in preparing for this show, I looked through a lot of information about the festival that I've been able to glean through Hotwire and Paid Our Dues and some of those publications, and it seems like there's usually a handful of men that goes to these things, but all the performers are women, and all the workshops and everything else is centered around women and lesbians. And that's the interesting thing about these women's music festivals. You see, they're called women's music festivals, but you know and I know that probably 95% of the energy is lesbian energy. Yeah, maybe more or less. I'm not into the numbers, but we just can say a lot of lesbians go and a lot of lesbians participate in these fun little gatherings. So, without much further ado, I'm going to play a few songs. Some of the women who are performing this year at the festival include Kristen Lems, who was the founder of the festival, and we're going to hear from her next with a song called For All Women in Struggle. And we're going to hear, this next set is actually going to be a few oldies and moldies and really close to our heart, and some of them are songs I really love. So we're going to get right to it, and we're going to start off with a little Kristen Lems, who is the founder of the National Women's Music Festival. Sisters,
head might be spinning around. Oh, my belly might be shaking, and my head might be spinning around. But there's one thing I know, I got my feet on solid ground. Shake it. My feet will hold me up, my feet won't let me down. My feet are growing roots in the solid ground. Oh, mama, 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 spread the news all over town. That this woman in Chicago got her feet on solid ground. My friends, they might forsake me, and my lover might be leaving town. Oh, my friends, they might forsake me, and my lover might be leaving town. But there's one thing I know, I got my feet on solid ground. My feet will hold me up, my feet won't let me down. My feet are growing roots in the solid ground. Nobody's coming around. I may spread my arms wide open. Maybe nobody's coming around. But I know I got myself. I got my feet on solid ground. Well, my feet will hold me up. My feet won't let me down. Feet are growing roots in a solid ground. Oh, mama, 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 spread the news all over town. Yeah. There's this woman in Chicago got her feet on solid ground. There's this woman in Chicago got her feet where?
Now, the name of the song is called Bar One. It's about us in the bars, and we have been known to go to some bars. Now, when I've gone into bars, I've wanted to talk to somebody, but as soon as I've walked over, now tell me if this is not the truth. There have been times when you just want to talk to somebody, and you walk over and you say, "Hi, my name is Maxine. What's yours?" And it's immediately translated. Did she say, "Do I want to?" Right?
I stand alone at the bar, by myself a drink and ask you who you are, when all I wanted to do was talk to you. You asked me to dance and then you broke my breast, put your thigh between mine, you know the rest. When all I wanted to do was talk to you. Why the hell do you think we're here? Forget we're lonely and drink down our beer. Babe, I smile at you and you say, "Where you coming from and what are you up to?" Why, all I wanted to do was talk to you. Babe, when you look at me, what is it you're seeing?
You're thinking, Dyke, you're right, just another human being who might be lonely like you. And you might want to talk to me. A drink and ask you who you are, when all I wanted to do was talk to you. Hey, don't you want someone to talk to?
Yeah, Maxine Feldman, who, unfortunately for us, only recorded one album ever. But, fortunately for us, she is often seen on the Women's Music Festival circuit, mostly as an MC. I don't know if she sings much anymore or not, but what a great album that was, called Closet Sale, and the cut we just heard was Bar One. And just prior to that, we heard Jenny Clemons singing Solid Ground, and we started off that set with Kristen Lems singing For All Women in the Struggle. And you're listening to KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and St. Paul, and my name is Mev, and this is the Lesbian Power Authority, and this evening we're paying tribute to the National Women's Music Festival, which is probably just ending up here as I speak, or maybe they ended a little while ago. It's been going on this weekend from Thursday until today, and for those who are ambitious and industrious, there are probably some women who were there from Tuesday even, because the annual meeting of AUMAC, Association of Women Musicians, I can't remember the name of it. I have to come back to you on that. Here it is. Association of Women's Music and Culture, which is a national organization of women musicians and producers and bookers and record distributors and so on and so forth, and they had their annual meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday this past week. So I was reading through my old issues of Paid My Dues, and found some stuff on the 5th annual National Women's Music Festival. That year was probably, it was held in Champaign, Illinois, and this is I gotta say, pretty funny. It is now possible to pre-register for this wild week of wine, women, and song. If you pre-register before April 1st, the cost of the festival will only be $25. Can you imagine? This was in 1978. To go to that festival for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only cost $25. And for those who attended, I like this line. For those who attended last year's festival, you will note that the prices have gone up considerably. Let's see, the Waltz Down Memory Lane. And then in a later issue of Paid My Dues, they did an article about the festival. I just wanted to read you a few lines from this, because, you know, there's some things, the more they change, the more they stay the same. You know, reading the list of performers who performed at the 5th National Women's Music Festival, it was Woody Simmons, Annie Dinnerman. I don't even know who she is. I don't even know if she's still around. You know, it's like, who are these women? It's really wonderful. Linda Tillery, we know who she is, and she still is around, and Rhiannon is still around, and Betsy Lippitt is still around, and Kay Gardner, and Alberta Jackson. You know, just these wonderful, and, you know, Kay Gardner had formed the orchestra to perform that year, to do one of her many, I think, you know, Kay does these wonderful pieces that get performed at these festivals and then never get recorded, so they're these live events that I think probably the only place that they're on tape is at the National Women's Music Archives, which is in Connecticut, which is actually run by some friends of mine, and Kim, who I'm digressing here, but I can't help myself. She has this whole archive of women's music stuff from years and years and years. She's got tapes and records and all kinds of things in the den of her house. But anyway, just to read this, the National Women's Music Festival tends to be like a Sunday brunch. No matter how starved you are when you arrive, you come away absolutely stuffed on a large variety of musical entrees and still bemoaning the goodies that you didn't get to sample. The festival is simply an overwhelming experience, presenting more than any one person, even a musical glutton, can reasonably take in. So that was so what they did in this issue of Pay My Dues is that they divided up among all these women to report on the different things. And then here's the final commentary. Now tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. It is very difficult for us to criticize an event like the National Women's Music Festival. For the most part, we can empathize with the problems of the Champagne women. We all know what it's like to work with limited resources, volunteer labor, and not enough time. In addition, they have a special situation since they work with the structure of the University of Illinois. And while this presents many advantages, for example, free space, it also presents many obstacles to their full control over what happens at the festival. Knowing all the hardships, we believe that the Champaign women deserve to be commended for their efforts in coming back each year in spite of university resistance and financial setback. This year's concerts, all seven of them, were generally well produced. They started and ended more or less on time. They were spaced fairly well. The idea of having an MC each night was good, and these women did an excellent job of entertaining during the breaks between sets to keep people in their seats in 90-degree weather against all odds. And this year, the technical crews were not as overworked and consequently were able to be more efficiently and with better results. And the festival wrap-up session, the technical women received a well-deserved compliment. They did a great job. And it goes on and on and on, telling us all about the festival. So that was the fifth annual National Women's Music Festival. And we're going to get back here to some music. Let's see who else is performing this weekend. They had Mary Watkins and Pam Hall and Gwen Avery, and I think those are the women we're going to hear in this next set. So we're going to start off with Mary Watkins, I think, is who I have queued up with an instrumental piece called Coming Home. Thank you.